another big story we're following today, three terror attacks on three continents that left dozens dead just days after ISIS leaders called for Muslims to embark on jihad in the month of Ramadan. In France, there was a gruesome attack in which a man stormed an American-owned chemical plant near Lyon, decapitated a worker and displayed the head, and tried unsuccessfully to blow up the factory. French officials say the suspect is in custody. In Tunisia, nearly 30 are dead after gunmen opened fire at a beach resort. And in Kuwait, ISIS did take credit for a blast at a Shiite mosque that killed more than 25 people. Gordon Quera is security correspondent for the BBC. And Gordon, it would seem these three attacks are related, but do we know?
We don't know for sure. The fact that all three came on the same day and just a few days after the so-called IS spokesman Adnani called for attacks during the period of Ramadan suggests it could be that these were inspired by that call, if not directly organised by IS. I'd say the three attacks are slightly different. The one in Kuwait looks like something that's been happening recently, where we've seen suicide bombers and bombers attack Shia mosques, previously in Saudi Arabia, but this is the first time in Kuwait. So that fits a pattern we've seen before. The Tunisia attack also fits a pattern of targeting Western tourists in that country. We saw that in March with an attack on the Bardot Museum in the capital. The French one is actually the slightly more unusual one. The grisly details of a decapitation, but also there's some reports that actually the person who was killed may have been the boss of the attacker. So there could be a personal grievance there, overlaid, though, with some kind of extreme Islamist ideology as well. So all different, not entirely clear if they're coordinated, but it's certainly possible, all inspired by IS.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things. In March, there were more than 20, as you said, gunned down at the National Bardot Museum in Tunis. And many are pointing out that Tunisia is the one state in which the Arab Spring has worked. Any connection there?
Well, Tunisia, the other thing about Tunisia is it is true that the one place where the Arab Spring led to the removal of a government and democracy being established, but it's also a place where there have been a lot of foreign fighters going from the country to Iraq and Syria. There's a particularly large number, thousands, who've gone from Tunisia. And so there is a concern that we could be seeing the impact of that. Also, neighbouring Libya, a high degree of violence there and instability, and an ISIL affiliate, which has been establishing itself there. And so real reasons for instability there and this potential targeting of tourists, which will have a catastrophic impact potentially on the economy of the country, which does rely to a great extent on tourism.
And just a little more on Kuwait, a Gulf state. What's the significance there? I mean, obviously it's significant, but further significance of that attack.
Well, I think the feeling is that this may be part of a strategy by ISIS to try and sow the seeds of sectarian division within Gulf states. There have been incidents in Saudi Arabia as well, in other places where we've seen potential attacks on the Shia, the community, ISIS, a Sunni group, potentially to try and divide the country, cause unrest within the country, weaken the will of the government perhaps to continue in the fight. So that does appear to be a strategy that the group is pursuing.
Gordon Carrera, security correspondent for the BBC on these three terror attacks, France, Tunisia, Kuwait, this morning. Gordon, thank you.
Thank you.